SAFTU's elective conference entering its third day today. The South African Federation of Trade Unions elective conference entering its third day. The General Secretary is Zwelinzima Vavi. His supporters have defeated a National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa sponsored motion for the reinstatement of four national office bearers. So delegates voting against that motion yesterday. We're expecting voting for office bearers to take place today. There's been quite a bit of drama, as we heard from Tidi Madia yesterday. She's covering this for us, the EWN senior politics journalist. Tidi, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. Well, let's start with yesterday and this motion that was defeated. Tell us about that.
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think a lot of people are looking at that motion to kind of see where the numbers are, if you may, to see which way conference could ultimately go when they do elect new leaders. Is it the end of Vavi's career and stuff too, or is it not? And obviously the numbers coming out of the NUMSA are losing, but kind of said, actually, Vavi still very much enjoys a lot of support in this particular federation. So that's what we saw playing out yesterday. But I must say to you now, Mandy, I'm here, I've been here the whole day, and what's interesting is that the issue of those four delegates, four national office bearers, remains the core issue as I speak. The conference business hasn't gotten underway. They haven't spoken about the Labor Relations Act. They haven't spoken about some of the key issues around what employees are facing in the workplace. Their big issue has been about whether or not the four NOBs should not be allowed to participate as individuals, as delegates who've been nominated by their different branches and different regions. So it's gone from let's put it to a vote. The vote didn't work. It went now to these people should actually be allowed to participate. It's unconstitutional to not permit them to participate. Even hearing of people seeking a legal opinion or going to court to challenge a decision to not allow the four to be part of this conference.
So we are expecting voting for new office bearers to take place today. Tidi, how much of this is about Zwelinzima Vavi in a personal capacity, the character that he is, and what are we going to see happening today?
I think a lot, man. I think his career as a unionist really does actually anchor a lot on what happens here. And already the signs have been showing that he's got some sort of hold still of this particular federation. That, for me, one, tells you to not underestimate what Zwelinzima Vavi is capable of doing. Secondly, it tells you about the problems SAFTU is facing. It's only been 5 years in. What does that say, though, to Vavi? Because people are looking at Vavi from outside and had looked at him previously in his home, in his previous home, Kosatu. So there you saw him in all his might. And the ability to build something that can rival Kosatu is already struggling 5 years in. And I think that for his personal career, his personal politics, he does want to be seen as somebody who's capable of organizing at a level that can rival Kosatu. So personally, I think he's got that battle. But in terms of what we've been seeing internally, Mandy, I think he's still enjoying support. But of course, I can't even be sure until ballots are cast and election results are announced tomorrow.
Tidi, looking into her crystal ball for us, Tidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist. She's at the SAFTU conference. We are expecting elections there. What will it all mean for Zwelinzima Vavi?